Blind Citizens Australia. Phone 1800 033 660. Email bca@bca.org.au. Website bca.org.au. ABN 90006 985226. Dear member, thank you so much for your ongoing support and commitment to our community. For almost 50 years, Blind Citizens Australia, BCA, has existed to help people who are blind or vision impaired live their lives in the way they choose, to ensure they are respected and recognised and their rights are protected within society. We work tirelessly to achieve equity and equality through our advocacy, campaigning, submissions to government, our peer support programs, projects and events. None of this important work could happen without you. While we have made significant progress in many areas, there is still so much more to do. Donate now. In early 2024, Lynn Potter booked accommodation at a motel in Western Australia. But when she was told her guide dog Hector was not allowed, months of stress ensued as she tried to resolve the situation. While she has unfortunately experienced discrimination, she has never dealt with a refusal this extreme before. It's just blown my mind that in this day and age, people like myself still have to go through this and people don't understand what it does to us, she said. I've had sleepless nights, I've had daily headaches. After struggling to resolve the issue with the motel, she reached out to BCA to ask for advice. Lynn said engaging with us made her feel more empowered and confident. Knowing that someone is there if you feel like things aren't progressing is important, just to get that support and then find out the different avenues that are available to someone in my position and for what I've gone through, she said. I haven't felt forced to do anything. BCA has always been honest about everything and has not held back in any way. That's been really good for me. It makes me realise that there are people out there that can help. I'm definitely glad I reached out to BCA. Lynn has been able to receive a refund, but the fight is far from over. Despite federal laws prohibiting discrimination against dog guides, the motel continues to operate freely without consequence. We know our advocacy works. An example of this is recent legislation introduced by the government to make electric cars safer. As a result, pedestrians who are blind or vision impaired will soon be safer around quiet cars, trucks and buses travelling at low speeds. This is a huge win, which we were instrumental in making happen. As you see, the work we're doing makes a huge impact, but it's not enough. Sadly, stories like Lynn's are not uncommon. Her case is just one experience of thousands of people who are blind or vision impaired, from hate speech to being refused service to social exclusion. This is why we must continue our important work. Support us today so we can continue to fight against discrimination. This end of financial year, we are looking to raise $100,000 to enable us to increase our advocacy and bring about further necessary policy reform. As the end of the financial year approaches, please give what you can to support our work. Together we can make change happen. Your support today means we can continue to act as a united voice for Australians who are blind or vision impaired to ensure they are respectfully included in society. Please consider contributing today. Your support makes a real difference. Thank you for your generosity. It is greatly appreciated. Kindest, Deb Deshaies, Blind Citizens Australia Chief Executive Officer. P.S. Blind Citizens Australia is a charitable organisation, so by making your donation before June 30, you'll receive a tax-deductible receipt processed this financial year. To donate, please visit givenow.com.au/blindcitizensaustralia or phone us on 1800 033 660 or post your cheque to Blind Citizens Australia, Level 3, 247 to 251 Flinders Lane, Melbourne, Victoria 3000.